Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. Every day on Basic Gospel, you hear the Word of God revealing true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and it intersects with your life every day. We're live right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the tough issues of real life, call now 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking and have been talking all this month about emotional bondage, the emotions, the emotional baggage that we carry in life, and those emotions are so vivid, so real, and we feel deeply as human beings. And that's one of the things that really distinguishes us from all the other created beings is our emotional aspect. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to ever get rid of emotions, but we do want to know what to do when emotions get bad, yeah. When they really get dark, when there's a lot of pain and suffering that we experience. And one of those things that happens to us is that as life happens, as life comes our way, these just waves of trials and tribulations, we experience disappointment and fear, and then we react to that, and we try to control those circumstances, we try to change outcomes. If that doesn't work, we implement defense mechanisms. That produces some anger inside of us, and we talked about that yesterday. Anger is always a secondary response to fear.
Yeah.
But out of that anger, if that doesn't work for us, then we can get down into this area called self-pity. You know, all of us have had pity parties, and no one comes. It's just us. Woe is me.
But we keep on inviting others. So.
That's exactly right.
But that's part of the problem. Yes. They never come. That's why I'm so unhappy. Yeah.
Well, Elijah was one of those guys. I mean, we see he was in a pit of self. Woe is me, Lord. I'm the only one that hasn't bowed the knee to Baal. I'm all by myself. And God is like, get up out of that. Elijah, for goodness grace, there's 7,000 others who haven't bowed the knee. You're not the only one. And that's one of the things that we sense so often is that it's just us, that nobody's like us. What I'm feeling, nobody else has ever felt in human history. I'm the only one who has ever felt this way. And that's just not the case. We all go through the same emotional upheavals in life. Some go to those at a greater degree than others, but we've all experienced it. I don't think there's one person on the planet who can say that they've escaped depression,
right.
Some form of it. But getting back to this self-pity, this area of self-pity, this is the place where we're most vulnerable to sin. That this is where the temptations of the world are the most vivid. I mean, they're coming at us, they're in technicolor, they're screaming at us, and everything inside of us is saying, I deserve that. Woe is me. I deserve this just to have a little pleasure in life. That's when we start charging things on our credit cards when we know that we shouldn't. We buy an outfit. Men buy cars and big expensive items
and that sort
of stuff because we think we deserve it. That's what self-pity tells us. We deserve these pleasures of life. So money and sex, those temptations become really big to us in that pit called self-pity. And that's where we really have to start protecting ourselves. That's where we really have to understand the nature of the flesh, the nature of the world, so that we won't give in. And that's where we really need this breakout to start shifting our minds from woe is me to thanks be to God in Jesus Christ.
Right.
He's given us the victory. There is no temptation that has befallen us that is not common to man. Every single person on the planet has been tempted. And in that temptation, there is always a way out. There is always a window of escape. And if we will recognize that truth, we will be able to see that window. and we will be able to escape through it as we learn to say thank you for all that Christ Jesus has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. That's our strongest defense against the temptations of the world, is resting in the finality of the cross.
Right. Well, if you're dealing with some of these issues, we'd love to hear from you and discuss your particular situation. That toll-free number, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC. The lines are wide open right now. If you'd rather use the full number, 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us. Really join us now by phone, 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Long Island, New York, to Nick, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Nick.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you very much. Well, this month's topic has been feelings and depression and anxiety and things like that. And I was calling in to hopefully share my testimony with you guys and hopefully help somebody that might be listening out there. I've been a Christian for many years, 25 years, and this past year I had a lot of emotional things I went through, a lot of stresses in my life, and I fell slowly into despair, you know, depression, things like that, and just a lot of bad feelings, and I try to work through the problems spiritually, and I just check myself spiritually, you know, in some kind of sin that might be causing it. Is it unforgiveness? You know, I went through all the different steps and tried to really find out what was going on. And the Lord brought some things to me, you know, put some things in front of me that I had to work on and work out. And I did work through those areas. But the depression just kept on lingering, and it felt like a real chemical type thing happening in my head. You know, I said, at one point I said, you know, maybe it's just because I've been under so much stress for so long and it's taking a toll on my body and I just haven't been able to get through this. So to make a long story short, I did everything I could do spiritually. I spoke to a lot of people. I spoke to my pastor about it and a couple other people about it. And then I just started doing my own research online at, you know, what could cause this physically. And it came out that it was such a simple thing that I changed, and it's completely gone within a week. And I found out through my research that there's a lot of people, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, suffering from the same thing, and it's as simple as low vitamin D. I had low vitamin D in my system that was so deficient that it was off the charts in a negative way that it was causing this depression. And I started taking supplements for about 2 weeks, and the depression was completely gone. So it's just something that I wanted to share. That sometimes it's not always spiritual or, you know, emotional. But sometimes it can be very physical, and we look for it and we don't find it.
Well, Nick, I think that's a very important point you're making, and I appreciate your testimony in that regard. Yeah, a lot of times we overcomplicate the diagnosis. You know, we're trying to figure out the cause of why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. And I think we all need to keep the physical in mind. You know, some folks, you know, get overloaded on coffee. They get jittery. I mean, you do that, and that can cause some problems. There's all kinds of things that can go on inside these bodies of ours, and it's certainly helpful to do some research, go to a medical doctor, and see if any of those things might be the cause. If you have the wrong diagnosis, you know, you think it's because of this, then you're going to implement the wrong cure, so to speak.
Right. And the interesting thing is the vitamin D is not just like any other vitamin. It's actually a hormone, and it's the brain hormone. It's the hormone that makes everything work properly in the brain. So if you're deficient in that, you're going to most likely have some kind of a problem. And it's so common in the North. I live in the Northeast. You know, the summer is short, and vitamin D mostly comes from the sun, and you just don't get enough in your foods because there's not enough in the foods.
Right.
And it's a big problem.
Well, the thing about that,
depression.
And the thing about that, Nick, you know, even if it is a physical cause, you know, something that is very, very simple, and that can have a very simple solution. In the meantime, our emotions have gotten involved, haven't they? I mean, you were trying to figure it out. You were trying to, extricate yourself from those negative emotions, but they were there and they were real. And so how do you deal with that? Well, I think that's where you have to get back to truth. Lord, I don't know the cause of this. I don't know really what's going on inside of me. But whatever it is, I'm still going to stand on what I know to be true. Whatever is going on inside of me does not change the fact that you took away my sins once and for all. Whatever is going on inside of me, whatever's the cause of it, doesn't change the fact that you raised from the dead and that you have given me eternal life and that you have come to live inside of me. So I thank you that I am in your presence and you're right here with me and walking with me through this experience right now. So I think regardless of what may be the ultimate cause, we still need to stand on the truth, what we know to be true based on Christ's finished work on the cross.
There's one other aspect. Go ahead.
The good thing was that he, you know, as Romans 8:28 says, he used it in a way that brought these things out that I need to deal with it anyway.
Yes, yes.
You know, so that was the good part of it, and maybe that was the only, the reason for it ultimately. But I was beating myself, thinking I'm doing something wrong. There must be something wrong. I'm not hearing what God wants me to hear. I'm in this depression. There has to be a reason. And for me, it was totally physical, and something easy to correct. It's just that's the point I want to make, that we should not forget about our physical bodies, because it could be the reason. You know, spiritual is most important, but it could also be very simple.
Well, Nick, I'll end with this, end the conversation with this. We are human beings made up of spirit, soul, and body. We can't really separate those. We try to, but whatever is happening to us on a spiritual level, that's going to impact us soulishly and bodily. Whatever's happening on a physical level, that can impact our souls and those sort of things. So we have to recognize the wholeness of who we are as human beings. We're body, soul, and spirit. And you know, all of those things are interconnected. So, Nick, thank you so much for your powerful testimony.
Yeah,
we sure appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah. One of the things that I think we Christians are guilty of from time to time is we think that the Holy Spirit helps us just understand the spiritual things. Well, for crying out loud, God created us.
Yes, indeed.
He helped Nick reason through his research and say, you know, this looks like a possible cause. That's just as much the Holy Spirit's leading as anything he shows you in the Bible.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Let me give the number one more time. It's 844-32-BASIC, everybody. If you have something you'd like to discuss to add to the conversation, we want to hear from you right now. That's why we're live, so that you can partake of the participate in the broadcast. 844-32-BASIC.
Well, thanks. Let's go to Louisville and talk with Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Well, thank you. But I was just telling Michelle, I opened up an envelope and I looked at it and I laid it down, and I've looked everywhere 3 times all through the house and I can't find it. And sometimes I never find them. That's true. And plus I'm sickly. And I was thinking, well, if I get tempted so much and I give in to temptation, I hope and pray. Yeah, I think Jesus would still love me and say it's okay. And
well, Mary Jo, Jesus has already said that he's chosen to love us, and he's specifically said that about you. I'm choosing to love you, and that love it has no strings attached to it. In other words, he's not choosing to love you because you have done a number of things to merit that love, to make you lovable in his sight. He's just choosing to love you, and he's choosing to love you on your good days and on your bad days. When you are learning to say no to sin, his love is there. And it's as real as on those days when you're giving in to sin. into sin. Nothing changes. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus. That is a powerful, powerful statement. And as we grow in grace and the Holy Spirit works in us, we come to the point where we're really convinced of that. So when we do blow it, which we will, we're not fretting. We're not sitting there saying, you know, Lord, when are you going to punish me? What's going to happen as a result of this? How are you going to take out your justice and vengeance on me to make this right? We're going to realize that God's love is there, that God's love is real, and that God's love is the thing that's going to transform us, to give us a new perspective on what we may have been going through and move us forward in a very positive way. So, Mary Jo, nothing can separate you from the love of God. There's nothing.
Well, I can't lose my salvation. It's a done deal. Once I accept the Lord, I'm already, I know it says in Thessalonians, I'm already seated in the heavenlies.
That is correct. You are already seated in the heavenlies. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't lose my salvation.
That's exactly right.
Okay, great.
You hang on to that truth, Mary Jo.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks for your call.
Yeah. 844-32-BASIC. Plenty of time on the clock. Want to hear from you. 844-32-BASIC. We're going to go to Newark, New Jersey, and talk to Lisa in just a moment. Before we go to Lisa, though, want to remind everybody that the Basic Gospel annual Thanksgiving sale is on now through next Wednesday, the 26th, with a 30% discount on all of our products. All you need to do is visit store.basicgospel.net, select the products you'd like, and then enter the coupon code THANKFUL, because it's Thanksgiving, you know, THANKFUL at checkout. You can also order by phone at 844-41-BASIC. Again, that number, 844-41-BASIC, for our operator to use the phone by to make your order. So that's a 30% discount off of all of the products right now at store.basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-41-BASIC. Either way, use the coupon code THANKFUL when you check out.
Well, let's go to Newark, New Jersey, and talk with Lisa listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Lisa.
God bless you, Pastor. I wondered what you think about, if you're familiar with Mary Baxter's writing. She authored a book called A Divine Revelation of Hell, and in her book she talks about how there were people in hell that were saved. And I personally believe that once saved, always saved. But I just wondered what you thought about her writing, if you're familiar with it.
I'm not familiar with it. I know this is a controversial book. That's about all I know. I know she made some claims that Jesus appeared to her for 30 straight days and gave her guided tours of hell. I just don't think that's the case. I think those are ridiculous types of claims and should raise a red flag to take note that this is probably not a true testimony. This is not a true revelation. The other thing, you know, anybody that's claiming to have new revelation from God, I think you just have to shy away from them as quickly as possible. Why? Because the faith has been once for all delivered. I think that's one of the greatest contributions that the book of Jude gives us, is that we should contend for the faith that has been once for all delivered. Everything that God wants us to know has already been revealed to us, and we have it in the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit helps us understand this word so that we can apply it in our day-to-day lives. So if anybody comes and says, hey, I have new revelation, man, that's one of those red flags. I think you turn and run. So that's what I can say on that, Mary. I mean, one of the things that we say to people listening to us is never believe something because you've heard it from our mouths. You may have heard something, and it may be true, but you're not going to know it's true until you go into the Word of God and the Holy Spirit teaches you that that's true. Does that make sense, Lisa? So anything that you come across, think of it in that term. I mean, somebody can say, hey, I'm an anointed person of God, and therefore you can automatically trust everything that I say. Well, that's not true. We all have the anointing. If we're believers, God's Spirit lives in all of us. We don't need anyone else to teach us. Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is our real teacher. So if somebody says, hey, I'm anointed and you're not, again, that's another red flag.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Well, let's go to Rhode Island and talk with Amin. Hi, Amin.
It's actually Manny. How you doing, Bob?
Doing well, Manny.
I'm doing well also. My question is on Romans chapter 9. In general, you know, from 19 to 22, for me at times, some use this that, oh, well, you know, God's made people to go to hell. Because there's an argument here that's going on. It's saying, you will say to me then, why does he still find fault for who resists his will? So what is actually, I'd like to hear your take on Romans 9.
Well, Manny, that's a great question. Predestination is one of those topics that's been debated for 2,000 years. It's one of those topics that I think brings out the anger and the ire and the angst and tension and all of that in all of us. As for me, I've never really had a civil conversation about predestination. I mean, I've tried, but it seems like any questioning of that, all parties start to dig into their positions. Yeah. And just defend to the hilt. But I think if we look at Romans 9, 10, and 11, and Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3, and just take a big picture view, we're going to see that in those chapters, God isn't talking about individuals. He didn't impress Paul to talk about the yous and me's of life. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles. That's why Paul starts out this section the way that he did. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. So who is he talking about? The people of Israel. He understood the plan of God, that Jesus came to his own received him not. So his own were basically put on a back burner for a period of time so that this gospel message could go out to the Gentile world and that Gentiles could be saved. So when you look at Romans 9, 10, and 11 and put it into the context of Jew and Gentile, it starts to make sense. So when, for example, it says that God is going to have mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, what is he saying there? You know, Jews, I know you're the apple of my eye. You were my chosen, but I love the Gentiles as well. And who are you to say to me that I can't have mercy on the Gentiles? And so in Christ, he's shown the Gentiles mercy. And hopefully, the Jews are going to receive that mercy as well. That's the plan. And that's what this section is all about. But, Manny, we sure appreciate your call. Thanks for that good question.
Absolutely. We appreciate everybody who participates in the broadcast. And we will be back tomorrow, and we'll do it again. Hope you, if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, that you'll jump on and let us discuss it with you. You know, this Thanksgiving season is a wonderful time to express your thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he's done in your life. And we hope that Basic Gospel has had a part in that and leading you into truth that sets us all free. And if you can support us at this time, we would really appreciate your partnership with us. What you need to do, if you're willing, is simply make a phone call to 844-41-BASIC. We have an operator standing by right this very moment, as a matter of fact, at 844-41-BASIC. Or you can find the support link at basicgospel.net. And we hope that you'll take advantage of that. While you're there, poke around the store because, of course, this great Thanksgiving annual sale is on with a 30% discount on all products. Be sure to use the coupon code THANKS or THANKFUL when you check out, either way, with a phone call or online at basicgospel.net. Well, that's our time for today, everybody. For Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, God bless you, and we'll see you again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.